Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
I always like the way he says talk shoe. It's like he's trying to do it so cool or something. So hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to the Mistress Interviews. This is the April 15th edition. Oh, my God, it's tax day. Did you guys all get your taxes done? Yeah. I filed an extension. I said, fuck it. Filed an extension. I just don't care. I was just like, no. Gripping my computer desk, waiting for the automatic erection tease, says, and there it is, done. Oh, yeah, tease, you be getting a refund? Dude, I haven't seen a refund in, 12 years.
Wow.
Not going to happen. Not on this end. So how are you, Miss Andy?
I am doing fabulous. Even
good.
Though it's tax day, I am doing really good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the hazards, I think, of this business is a lot of people don't realize, you know. We usually all end up owing.
Yeah.
One way or another, we end up owing. That's one of the bad things about working for yourself. But there's so many good things that it's worth it. So, not that big of a
Definitely.
Deal.
Definitely.
I don't remember. Have we done an interview before?
Yes, we have. We have. It's been a while. I had a really good time, so I thought I'd do it again.
And I thought, I thought we had, and I thought it probably took a while. I remember you had some scheduling, so it took a while before I could get an interview with you, and then finally our schedules meshed up so that we could do it. So.
Yeah, I've been here for a while before I was able to do the interview. I had so much fun. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Alice. Listen to this. You're going to love this.
Okay.
Alice, Princess Andy, you're the one. Fill my balls with lots of cum. Will you be my dom? Me, will you, kinky girl? Kinky girl, my little girl from the Beach Boys, you know.
Writer, I love it, Alice.
And Writer Boy wants to know if he can just call in and listen. Writer Boy, you can call in and listen, but I will mute you so that we don't hear any, like, feedback or anything during the interview. So, yes, you can call in and listen if you like. That's fine.
Yeah, please do.
We don't have a problem with that, but I will have to mute you because otherwise we will get a little bit of feedback. So now, how long have you been with us?
Oh,
now?
Goodness gracious. I'm not trying to dodge the question. I really don't remember. I think it's been 3 years.
I thought it was probably three, close to four maybe. I mean, it seems like lately all the interviews that I've been doing, everyone has been 4 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just
it
really strange.
It could be close to 4 years, but I'm thinking three.
Three.
I mean, it's gone by fast. I feel like it's just yesterday, actually.
Oh, I know.
It's been so much fun.
Fast. It really goes fast. Before you know it, it's 12 years, and you're going, what the hell happened?
Wow, 12 years.
Yeah, I just can't believe it. And actually, I've been doing this longer than that because I was with a couple of other companies before. So, yeah.
Wow.
Just been a while. So what made you decide to become a phone sex mistress?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. It started off kind of like a dare, and I have dyslexia, and I'm going to college, and I'm working my way through school, and I needed something that was going to be flexible because I wanted school to be first, someone kind of dared me, and I was like, really? So, I looked around, I found a company and I really liked it. Next thing I know, I'm here at LBW.
Really? So you never had done... I mean, LDW was your first company ever?
No, not my first company. I worked somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
And the next thing I know, I was here at LDW.
Well, you got the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a while sometimes. I know that I hear from some ladies that they apply like 3 or 4 times before they finally get in, you know.
Wow.
Yes, writer boy says, that's amazing, Miss Tia. You don't look old enough to be here 12 years. Well, who said those pictures were recent? Hello? My goodness. You think I'm going to put... No. Mm-mm. I just turned 40. I'm done taking pictures. I look good for 40, but still. No, I'm done. So what is your background, Miss Sandy, as far as like any educations or occupations that you had in the past prior to coming and doing this?
Yeah. I've done quite a few different things. I waited tables. I also worked for dentist office for a while. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, fun. I like that.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun working at the dentist office.
I bet you were a hell of a good waitress, too.
Yeah, I was. I was. So, my family, I live here in North Carolina, but my family's originally from New Jersey, and they have a restaurant. And in the summer times, when I was old enough, I would go and wait tables there and spend my summers in New Jersey.
Oh.
Yeah.
And my family's in the restaurant business, too. Luckily, I avoided it at all costs. It was so funny because I, even as an adult, you know, I'd go to visit my mom at the restaurant, and she ran like a little bar and grill, and it would get really busy, and she'd be like, can you help? I don't have a health card, sorry. No.
I don't have a health card.
I don't have a health card.
No.
That was always my out. I don't have a health card. Not coming back there. Nope. Sorry. Can't do it. I'll clear some tables for you. How's that? You know, but that was it. I was not going to get in that kitchen. No. Mm-mm. I figured if I did it once, then they'd expect me to keep doing it, and then I'd be fucked.
Oh, yeah. I did it all. I helped in the kitchen. I liked waiting tables the best, and that's what I usually ended up doing. But in the mornings, I would prep and help with that.
Wow.
So I have real love for cooking, too. And I make cupcakes. That's a side thing for me.
Really? Do you make, like, those gourmet cupcakes?
I do. I just love making cupcakes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should get on Cupcake Wars.
I thought about it. I have. And it's like, what would I make? But
I don't know. I have a thing for those. Every time I see anybody do anything with bacon and a cupcake, I just
flip
out. Because to me, that's like the most delicious thing in the world to put. And if anybody hasn't tried it, you've got to try it. Put something sweet with bacon, and it just changes. It's unbelievable. It's really good.
Yeah. Have you had chocolate cupcakes with bacon in it?
No, but I've had a maple one, and then somebody made a salted caramel with bacon. Teased says, Miss Tia wrapped in bacon. Ooh.
Yeah, sexy.
I don't know if I'd want bacon grease all over my body. That'd be kind of weird. In fact, it's funny. The local cafe here posted something on Facebook earlier. They're calling it the Powerball Burger. And
Powerball Burger.
Yeah, that's what they call it. And it's got Granny Smith apples and bacon.
Ooh.
I know. And I thought, you know, that would be kind of interesting, biting into a hamburger and having the crunch of a Granny Smith apple.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Granny Smiths aren't really super sweet, but they're a little sweet and more tart. And I just thought, God, I bet that's really interesting. So I'm going to have to try my own combo on that at home. Yeah, they call it the Power... Castaway says, they call it the Power Bowl Burger because it has a million calories. It probably does.
One once in a while isn't going to hurt you.
No, it'll be my calorie limit for the week.
Yeah. I make a turkey burger with pear sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That sounds awesome.
Now I'm going to try it with Granny Smith.
Keith says, bacon-wrapped water chestnuts roasted with brown sugar dusting. Actually, isn't that called rumaki? When you wrap a water chestnut with bacon, I think they call it rumaki. Or is that chicken livers wrapped in bacon? Either way.
Oh.
Apple. Miss Ryan says that's what her pea smells like. Well, we don't want to know that. Okay, on to the next question. My goodness, you guys. You're terrible.
That's funny, though.
They are terrible. They are so bad.
Something I honestly didn't need to know, but
no,
yeah,
I didn't. And I've got to ask Miss Ryan why she would have even said that. That's so funny. So describe for me, if you can, and if you can even remember, because some of us can't, your first phone sex call ever, even if it was
okay.
A personal one. And how did that go?
I will never forget it, and it was hysterical. I thought, I was like, this can't be happening. This is really funny.
You have a good story, then. I like that.
I don't remember all the details, but the guy claimed he was over 7 feet tall, and he had like a 12-inch cock, and he wanted to hang upside down from a ceiling fan. And
what?
Have sex. That's what he said. I will never forget it as long as I live.
He decided to hang up down from... okay. Hang up. Oh,
hang upside down with the ceiling fan on.
Uh-huh.
And have sex.
So he could, like, spin his dick around, basically.
Right.
You know, I've heard of something like that. They call it... In the Philippines, they have where you can get, you know, you can buy girls. I mean, cheap, you know. Me love you long time, she cheap, cheap. Anyway, I heard, what do they call it? The basket or something like that. It's basket.
They have a name for it.
Yeah, they do. It's basket something. And what it is basically she... sits on your dick, and there's something above her for her to hold on to, and you can literally spin her around.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, there's something, anyway, these kinky fuckers, they'll know exactly what it's called. You watch. They'll know exactly what it's called.
I would think that's called, like, the Lazy Susan or something like that, where they're spinning.
Oh, I like that. Oh, T says it's a Bangkok swinging sex chair. Okay. Well, I've heard of it. There's a friend of mine from high school that's in the Philippines, and boy, he talks about some weird shit sometimes. So, yeah, I've heard of that. That's kind of funny. Ceiling fan.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. T's a ceiling fan, speaking of, he said, ask Miss Tia what I did to the ceiling fan. Not her fault, not mine. Wasn't my fault. Trying to blame it on me. Not my fault at all. No, it was not.
Now I need to hear this story.
What happened to
the ceiling fan?
Well,
huh?
he had quite a buildup, and the ceiling fan basically took a hit.
Splatter, splatter.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think that actually would. Can you imagine? Wouldn't that be funny as shit? That he's laying there on the bed, he's masturbating away, and when he comes, if the ceiling fan's on, you know, it hits the ceiling fan, and then just, oh my goodness, the cleanup. And if you're married, you got to explain that shit to your wife. And
yeah, how would you explain that?
Yeah. Honey, I'm cleaning the bedroom. Don't come in. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hysterical.
I mean, like a crime scene or something, you know. You have to tape it off. Oh, so funny. Thailand, oh, my. Don't look at the Thailand sites when in chastity because the lady boys start to look really tempting.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, Tease goes, damn squirrel got into the house and came all over the ceiling fan. Yeah, that's what you're going to say. It was squirrel cum. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just disgusting, guys.
That's just nuts.
Yeah. Well, he was trying to get a nut, see? You know, oh, my God, we could go on forever with that.
Yeah, I know.
That is so funny. So when people find out what you do for a living, what's the most typical question they usually ask you about your job? Somebody always has funky questions, you know.
Yeah, I don't usually tell people. I keep it to myself.
Oh, good for you.
I live in the Bible Belt, so I figure, you know, the less they know, the better. But I have like told a friend or two, and they're like, "Oh, that's really cool," and like they'll want to know like, really people, you know, still call or.
I know. I'm
like,
so surprised when people say there is still such a thing, and I look at them like, yeah. And
right.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, people call, and it's fun, and it's, you know.
Teased says, pray on Sunday, stroke on Monday. That's where you live.
Yeah, I think that's the motto here in North Carolina.
Yeah. He also has this one. What do watches and elephants have in common?
Ooh, what do elephants and watches have in common?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I am.
They both come in quartz. That's just disgusting.
I should have saw that coming.
I know. Literally, we should have saw that coming. Rim shot. There we go. Rim
right.
Shot. Ba-dum, bump. Oh, my God. We so should have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
Literally. Oh, my God. They are on come on the brain today. When's the last time all of you had a release? Sounds like everybody's got one thing on their mind and one thing only. Oh, my God. So, cum is a fetish and a good segue.
Yeah, definitely. I'm all about the cum.
Oh, yeah. So, what would you say are your four favorite fetishes or types of calls that you like?
Well, I really enjoy all kinds of different calls. As long as the other person is having fun and that means everything to me.
Absolutely.
So I'm a cock tease. I just love anything about, you know, being a tease. That's a lot of fun. And cuckold, that's actually one of the first things I ever really got involved with.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, cuckolding. So I really enjoy cuckolds. And then anybody that wants to get on cam and show off CFNM and back to cum. I love cum eaters and anything to do with that.
Oh, cum eaters are awesome. I love cum
eaters. Yeah.
So much fun.
Definitely.
Making them lick it all up. That's what we're all about, guys. We love
mm-hmm.
making you lick it up. Ha ha.
Lick it up. Gargle with it.
Ew, teased. Bacon wrapped cummies.
Hey, that would be great.
Oh.
Come on, your bacon.
I don't know. Sometimes they just, you know, they say things and then my brain, you know, processes the picture and then the next thing you know, I'm going, okay, I don't think I'll be eating bacon for a while. Thank you, teased.
Aww.
Crunchy outside, creamy inside. Okay. Oh, teased. So now, was that four? Did we get four?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I mentioned four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Thank you.
I wasn't really counting, but, you know, I'm pretty sure you did. So now, what is your normal schedule for taking calls? Because I know you kind of have a lot going on, so.
Yeah, things have been hectic. My schedule's up in the air at the moment. I'm really hoping that changes at the end of this month because I like to come back to days. So I don't
like
really
a lot of the ladies like days, and I am such a night owl. I cannot. There's no way. I just could not do it. Yeah. But, you know, hey, more power to you if you can. That's how I look at it. I think that's awesome. But I don't know. I just don't know. So right now, what are your hours?
Well, like, typically from, like, 1, and then I'll take a break around 6 or 7, and then come back at 8, and then work until 1 or 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's East Coast time, right?
Yeah, and these next 2 weekends, I'll be off. So I usually work weekends,
but
this Saturday, I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen. I'm so excited.
No way.
I am. I cannot wait. So, and I don't mean to brag, but I got VIP tickets, and I'm going backstage. Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You get to go meet the boss.
I know. I'm so excited.
And the princess meets the boss. I bet he'll flirt with you. I bet he will.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a really good story to tell for your blog when you get back. I can just see that one coming.
Yeah, that's
literally.
Good. I should write about that.
Put on bump.
Yeah, Alice just said, Andy, do you like bacon? Want a strip? Get it?
I like bacon. Yeah, but I'm bummed. I like bacon. I like sausage better, though.
See, my husband's that way. He likes sausage better, and I like bacon. So whenever we're at the store, it's always, oh, I want to get some bacon. Oh, can't we have sausage? But we've had sausage for 3 weeks now. You know, I'm like, oh, God. Really, just let me have some fucking bacon, will you? Tease says he's working on getting tickets to see Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, they're coming around again. And, you know, the funny thing is about that, I work on this festival every year, and I coordinate all the food vendors and the craft vendors that come in. That's my job. You know, or as this one Hispanic lady said to me once, that's my job. Anyway, it just cracked me up the way she said it. And I've said it like that ever since, just because I think it's so funny. But anyway, one of the other guys on the committee, you know, he does all the entertainment. And he got this band in, and they're a Fleetwood Mac cover band.
Oh.
That's coming in. And I got so excited over that. I just got so excited. I was like, really? Really? Last year we had a Journey cover band, and they were awesome. So I'm looking forward to the Fleetwood Mac cover band. I think that's going to be really cool. But yeah, and that'll be in July. I'm looking forward to it. We're like less than 90 days out, and I'm panicking. I'm going, oh, do I have all my paperwork? It's crazy. But anyway, so since you're going to have such a great story to tell us about meeting the boss, you're going to have...
Now, I don't know if I'm actually going to meet him. I've never done this before, but I was told I'll go backstage, so...
I think if you have a backstage pass, it's kind of one of those given things that if you have a backstage pass, that means you're going to meet that person. They make like the time for it or whatever, you know, it's like included in your backstage pass. Because otherwise, why would you want to go backstage if you don't get to meet the artist? And a lot of people pay for those backstage passes, they pay for them just for that reason, so that they get to actually meet, you know. So get back there and do a meet and greet and flirt with the boss and, you know, come tell us about it on your blog. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, what's your blog address?
My blog address is phonesexprincessblog.com.
Perfect. Phonesexprincessblog.com. That is so perfect. It suits you. It's perfect. Because I know you kind of are the resident princess, you know. And I know that you have a Twitter account. What is it? Princess Andy?
It's Empress Andy.
Empress Andy. Okay.
Yeah,
I know I tweeted earlier. I tweeted that the show was coming up. And when I went to, for some reason, your name just came right up. I was like, oh, awesome. That worked out great. So I made sure to tag you when I tweeted it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
I made sure to tag you as well when I tweeted about it in the mistress interviews.
Yes, I saw that, actually. I saw it yesterday. You had tweeted something about, 24 hours to go. And I was like, yes, that's awesome. So you did a good job. Look at the turnout you got. You got Alice Wonder and Cannibal and Castaway and Tease. And me and you. And we had Rider Boy on the call for a while. I just muted him, but then he left. I don't know why.
Well, hello, everybody. And thank you for coming.
But I'm
He's so sweet. I know. That's all we keep talking about is coming. I don't know. We've got come on the brain today. It's just one of those things. So now... One of the questions that came through on the Enchantrix Empire, because I made a poll, you know, when I restarted the mistress interviews, I always like to have a few fresh questions. So one of the questions that came up, and I'm surprised, a lot of the mistresses, when they answer this one, they say, well, they don't do that. But they want to know about any interesting or memorable assignments that you have given to callers and how they fulfilled them.
Oh, yeah. It really depends when I give an assignment. It really depends on who I'm given an assignment for. But I like to call them like BHF exercises. And BHF means big, hard, and frustrated.
Frustrated. I love it.
Yeah. Do things that keep you really horny, but you can't come. So
that's fun.
Yeah. So it varies from stroker to stroker.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to do things in the shower a lot too, like soapy washcloth strokes and edge. How many times?
Oh,
that's
I love
a lot of
that.
Fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love making them stroke in the shower. Keep that in mind, Tease. That may just happen to you in the near future. You never know. Yeah, I really enjoy that. I like men in the shower anyway. What is it about a man in the shower? I mean, he's hot and soapy and,
sexy.
It is. It's so incredibly sexy. It's just, there's something about it. And when he gets out of the shower, that's just heaven right there. That's awesome. Love it.
It is.
Oh, yeah. It says, Castaway says, Miss Andy is also great at giving directed instruction on Twitter. On, like, how to use it? Or... I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean, Castaway.
Yeah. Crushed ice and bubble wrap, Alice Wonder says.
Oh, I do love bubble wrap. I like having ice stroke into it. It's just a lot of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And you can, like, literally hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
oh, Tease wants to know. This is fun. This is a good question, actually. I've never asked this question before. Tease wants to know, what would you do if you had a call and you suddenly realized you knew that person? Like in your personal life.
This has kind of happened to me.
Really?
Yes. Yes. When I was going to UNCG, I lived in this apartment building, and the place that I worked for before, you had to verify yourself and get the information,
mm-hmm.
and they lived in next door, not literally next door, but they lived in the building next to me.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And I had seen them around and stuff. So it was a little awkward.
Yeah,
and
you go out
fun.
To take the trash out or something, and you see him, and you're thinking, yeah, I know your dirty secrets. I know all about you.
Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was just, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that would make me really, really nervous.
It did. When I asked them to repeat it, I was just like, I started to feel a little nervous, and I had to mute myself because I was like, oh my God, that's neighbor. But it was fun. I was all good.
Oh,
and I had fun,
funny.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, Miss Andy, you would sometimes give out princess thoughts directed at one of your pets in particular. Did you hear
oh,
that?
Oh, princess thoughts?
Yeah.
Or Princess Confessions.
Oh, Princess Confessions.
Yeah.
I like
that. Princess Confessions, yeah.
That's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Confessions, huh?
Oh, tell
I definitely like
myself.
That. Sounds like
yeah.
an Alfred Hitchcock plot. Yeah, I know what you did last summer. Sounds like an Alfred Hitchcock plot.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. See, I like LDW's way of doing the verification thing because we have no idea, you know. Although I have to say, and you probably don't know this, when I first started with LDW, we actually did. We ran the credit card ourselves. And we would, I don't know. I like it better now because I have to say, to me, it was a little awkward. Because
yeah.
You get this person on the phone and you've got to ask them for their billing information. And you have to get it in the first couple of seconds, and they know that. And some of them, it was really funny because some of the guys, they were looking for, you know, free phone sex. So they just keep talking and talking and talking and not want to give you any billing information. So you'd have
right.
to hang up, of course. And then
mm-hmm.
other ones, they'd give you the billing information. And then it was kind of, uncomfortable for a moment because you just got their billing information and now you want to talk about something completely different.
That's what I didn't like about it. It felt
right.
so unsexy to have to get all this information and then where I was
yeah.
at, you put them on hold and get it verified and then come back and be like, yay, you get to talk to me.
Exactly. It's like, oh my. It just kind of an uncomfortable
yeah.
situation. What was it? Oh, I'm reading in the chat room. Boy, they're just talkative tonight. Mistress gets a call from someone from her past. She says, you know, like an Alfred Hitchcock plot. That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Allison,
oh, yeah.
I feel safer, to be honest. I really do, with dispatch doing it. It's not that I don't trust the mistresses, but I don't know their computers don't have malware, et cetera. Actually, Alice, you'd be surprised that we have an extremely wonderful technical advisors that advise us on what to have on our computers, even though we don't process credit cards or anything like that. We still have... We have like little meetings about, you know, security and keeping your computer up to date for security issues and things like that. So we stay pretty well protected when
right.
it comes to that stuff, and we're really good about that. But, yes, I'm really glad that we don't process credit cards anymore either. I don't like to do it, and that's what the dispatchers are for. And the dispatchers have all the latest equipment. One dedicated computer that's all that it does, et cetera, you know. So it's kind of nice that way. I really like that. And it's much nicer for us because we get the person on the phone and we're like, hey, sexy, how's it going?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I am much happier not having to deal with the other, the business side of it.
Right.
Taking all the information.
Yeah. I didn't like that either. I never did. So... Have you ever, and this one also came from Enchantrix Empire.
Okay.
Have you ever had any doubts or concerns or questioned any of the fetishes that you are personally into? And if so, how did you deal with those?
Let's see. Yeah, I have doubts and concerns from time to time. And I've learned to deal with it just from talking to other mistresses or reading up and talking to other talking to different guys about it.
Yeah.
And has been really helpful. Co-meeting, I haven't had any doubts about it, but sometimes I have concerns about it, just
oh, okay.
about keeping it, no pun intended, fresh, you know.
Keeping that cum fresh, that's important, you know.
You know, keeping it fun, because sometimes guys will eat their cum and then they, you know, they feel bad about it afterwards, and I don't want anybody feeling bad about it afterwards.
You know, and I always tell them, hey, do you think we feel bad after we swallow? You know?
No.
Not for the most part. We don't. We feel pretty proud of ourselves, so you should do.
Exactly.
There
exactly.
you go. Should feel very proud of yourself. You actually accomplished something that, for most men, is difficult
mm-hmm.
to do. You know, I mean, that's a difficult thing. They think about it, they want to do it, but when it comes right down to it, there's that hesitation factor, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that that's a huge thing. It's hard to overcome, but that's what we're here for, guys.
Right.
Miss Andy says, shoot your load into that fresh mango banana smoothie now.
That's it. Now.
That's funny.
I did have a guy on cam shoot into his mouth, and it was really intense, but then all of a sudden, like right afterwards, he was up on his feet like a cat. It's like 1 minute laying down, next minute, like on his feet, and he was screaming, like, oh my God, it tastes so bad. And I was,
really?
Yeah, and he was spitting it out and wiping his tongue with his t-shirt. And he's like, I don't know how anybody could swallow this. And I was like, oh no. So,
that's
pineapple juice.
Funny. That is so
yeah.
funny. Actually, yes, pineapple juice. That's always what I tell them, too. Pineapple
yeah.
juice and actually either pineapple juice or orange juice. But if
oh.
you really want to get good at being able to eat your own cum and not be repulsed by the taste of it, absolutely pineapple juice is the way to go. And
yeah.
even if you can eat fresh pineapple, oh, even better.
Right,
so
right.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, you know, there you go. And I think that's one of the things, like I said before, you know, that's what we're here for, is to help with that.
Exactly. Exactly.
To help you facilitate that. Oh, Cashaway says, take a shot of vodka first. It temporarily kills your taste buds. See, there's an idea, too.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of that. Castaway says, oh, this conversation just gave me an idea. Makes a note. Castaway's always coming up with great ideas. I can't wait to hear what that's going to be about.
Yeah, me too.
So now, what about when callers have, like, questions or concerns about their fetishes? How do you handle that?
Well, as honestly and openly as possible.
Yeah.
I want people to be comfortable with me because this is, you know, I feel it's an honor that someone would share this side of themselves with me.
Yes.
And, you know, no matter what the question is, I always feel bad when someone says, you know, that this is probably stupid. I'm like, no, don't judge it. Just ask me what is going on or what's bothering you. Let's deal with it. And if I don't know the answer, I'll help them find the answer.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, and I think that's so important. We are not here to judge you.
Right.
You know, that is so not what we're here for. Well, that's not our job at all. And we would never do that. I mean, that would just be terrible. I don't see how any of us would ever do anything like that. The thing is, to be quite honest, and I don't know, you've probably had this happen too. You get someone on the phone and they start talking about their particular fetish or kink, and you get the feeling, or they convey it, that they think that they are the only one in the world that has that particular kink or fetish.
Right.
And that just cracks me up. Every time I laugh, because I'm, first of all, you know, my first response to that always is, if you looked it up on Google and you found websites that discussed this particular kink or fetish, then what would make you think that you're the only one out there?
Exactly.
Because obviously
exactly. Right.
So funny. We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, Tease says to mix cum eating with orgasm teasing and denial probably goes together. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and using that, you can only cum if you eat it. Yes. That's
a
perfect way to introduce denial into the entire situation. It works really, really well. Yeah.
It does.
They call it rule, I think they call it rule 34. If it exists, there's probably porn of it.
That's true. Who said that?
Alice.
Alice.
I like that, Alice. See, Alice is so computer-oriented. That's really funny. Rule 34, if it exists, there's porn of it. I want to know what the other 33 rules were before.
Yeah, Alice. What are those other rules?
That's funny.
I want to know.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. That's so funny. So I love this question. It's my favorite question. I may have asked you the last time we did an interview, but I still love this question so much. Name one famous person, alive or dead, that you'd like to have phone sex with, and describe to us the type of call you'd like to have with them.
Wow. Well... I think it would be kind of fun to talk to Alexander Graham Bell.
And say, look what you just did.
Yes, thank him. Thank you.
Thank you for making it possible for me to do this wonderful job from home. Oh, my God. You know, you got to admit, do you really honestly think you know, in our wildest dreams. Do you think Alexander Graham Bell had phone sex in mind when he created the phone? You know?
Yeah.
He's probably somewhere now shaking his head going, hell no, I didn't, but wow.
He's probably like, wow, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe he created it to have phone sex with somebody, but from my understanding, his first call was to his assistant, so being a male, I don't know. Unless he was gay, and we don't know that either, so, you know.
Right.
I sometimes wonder. T says 2 days after Bell invented it, he was looking to get dommed.
That wouldn't surprise me.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me because there's a lot of kinky men in history, and you just don't even know it, you know.
Right, right. It's
crazy. Wow. So AT&T billed him. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that is so funny. So what kind of a phone sex call would you have with Alexander Graham Bell?
You know, I honestly don't know. I think it would be fun just to talk to him and tease him. I would like to cock tease him. I would really like to edge him and maybe ruin an orgasm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I think that would be fun.
Edge him and ruin his orgasm, yeah?
Yeah.
I think that would be very interesting. That could be a lot of fun, actually. Mm-hmm.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So now, do you ever switch? Do you do switch calls at all or no?
I do. I do switch. Yeah, it depends on how the person approaches me. I won't do it for just anybody.
Okay.
But, but if I'm in a really playful mood and things and I like the person, I don't have a problem with it. I'll switch.
Good for you. See, I'm kind of the same way. It depends on how they approach it. If they come in with, I'm going to boss you around and pull you by the hair and do this, that, and the other thing. Oh, sorry, dude, not going to go there. No, you just fucked up every chance you had.
That's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah.
That's how
I
am. It's like, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It almost makes you want to dom him even more when he comes across like that. When they come across bossy, it really makes me want to dom him just that much more. I just, now I want to grab him by the balls and pull him around the room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if he's sexy and hot and, you know, that's different.
Because it can be a lot of fun and it's refreshing when it's, you know, when it just, you have that chemistry.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I love that. Alice, see, now what I want is a switch where me and the dom both role play subs to another dom. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh.
So that's a different take on things. I can understand that one. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
So would you do a call like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Depends on the players, but Yeah,
I probably would too. I think that would be kind of interesting. Because it'd be like the two of you together, you know, almost like you have that little bit of camaraderie between the two of you just because of the fact that you're both being dommed at the same time.
Right.
I just think that would be kind of interesting and cool. That's
I can feel the temperature rise and just thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like starting to fan myself over here.
Ooh, Alice.
Yeah. See what you did?
Attention. Did you hear that? Oh my God. That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of pleasures,
mm-hmm.
What would you say is your one guilty pleasure in life that most people don't know about you?
Well, I have quite a few of them.
Really? Do tell.
Yeah. So, something that I've been doing since college is I like to call Champagne Thursdays and have a glass of champagne because the week's almost over. Just a glass.
That's cool.
Sometimes my friends will come over and we'll just have like a nice little time together and drink a glass of champagne and just toast the week and the weekend coming up. And so,
I love that idea.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Very nice.
Yeah, Champagne Thursdays. But my most recent guilty pleasure, and I'm not claiming to be really good at it yet, I'm just learning, is poker.
Oh, no, really?
Yes.
Are you playing five card or Texas Hold'em or what?
Five card right now. I do want to learn Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em's fun. I've done that. I'm not good at it. I would never profess to be good at it. I'm not good at any kind of gambling. If you want to win, play against me, because I guarantee you, you know. But, you know.
I have a feeling you would beat me, because I'm just learning, but I'm having fun with it. It's like, okay, so I'm not that good at it right now. I'm having fun. That's all that matters.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. It's just about having a good time. And as long as you're not playing huge stakes and, you know, it sucks your money dry, then who cares? You're fine.
Right.
No big deal. I love it. Now, Alice says, I like seven card stud, but I'm not good. Just takes me longer to lose my money, so it lasts. Oh, hey, here's one. Castaway. Nice coincidence. I've sent one of your mistress colleagues a lot of online tutorial material on Texas Hold'em.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you should send that stuff to Miss Andy, Cass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she'd appreciate it.
I would really appreciate it.
That is awesome. I love it. So, on to our next question, which is, tell me about your all-time favorite movie and your all-time favorite band or singer or, you know, performance artist of that sort.
Okay. Well, my favorite movie is Chocolat.
Really?
With Johnny Depp. Yeah, I love that movie. I remember, you know, seeing it for the first time and I was just like, wow, this is just a sweet movie. And it's Do you remember that movie with Johnny Depp?
I do briefly remember. You know what I mean? My memory's not that great on it, but yes. It was pretty good.
Yeah. So it's just a sweet movie as far as I'm concerned, and how she opened up that chocolate shop and shaped things up, and how the one had some spiritual implications. I liked it.
Yeah.
It had a nice message.
That's
and it had Johnny Depp in it.
And it has Johnny Depp in it. Yeah, you can't go wrong with anything that Johnny Depp's in. I have to admit, even the darker stuff that he's done, he's just very talented and amazing to me. And, yeah, I completely get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Gemma is a big Johnny Depp fan, apparently.
Oh. Wonderful.
Oh, and Castaway.
He's mine.
I guess the woman in Chocolat, Juliette Binoche.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice said she doesn't think she's seen it. You need to see it, Alice. And I think of movies like 9 1/2 Weeks.
Oh.
You ever see that?
I don't think I have. I need to put that on my list to see.
Yeah, you want to see some sexy, oh my God, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see 9 1/2 Weeks. If you can get through it, I'll even make a challenge. If you can get through it without wanting to masturbate, you're a better person than me.
Okay. Well, now that you said that, I'm probably not a better person.
But,
I know,
you know,
I am.
It'll give you a challenge, you know. That way you've got a goal to shoot for, literally. But,
okay.
Yeah. It is, oh my goodness. Oh my. It's very sexy. Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke before Mickey had all the plastic surgery and fucked up his face. But yeah. Really, really good. Really good. Now what about music? What's your favorite as far as music?
Oh my goodness. I am all over the place with music. Just today alone I was listening to a lot of reggae and then I metal. So
you do go everywhere. That's interesting.
I do.
But that's good because I think it gives you more of a perspective of everything that, you know what I mean? When you're open-minded like that, it's better all the way around. That's all I can say. It's just it. You understand when other people are listening to certain music, you're like, oh, yeah, I know that. You know, instead of going, oh, who the fuck is that? And looking like you're kind of stupid. True, it makes a difference. And I think it makes you a more well-rounded individual when you listen to a lot. Yeah, like Tease says, I treat music like a smorgasbord.
That's wonderful.
I like that. That's a very, very good analogy. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. And music should be treated like a smorgasbord. There's so many different things to taste out there.
Definitely.
There you go.
My all-time favorite song that is Imagine by John Lennon. That's my all-time favorite.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah.
That's a very good choice. I have to say my all-time favorite, In My Life by the Beatles.
Oh.
I don't know. There's something about that song. Just hits home with me. And in fact, I've told many people, if you don't play that at my funeral, I'm going to be really pissed off. So they have to make sure that they play it. They're going to have to play it. And they can all stand around and cry. I don't care, but they're going to play it. I could give a shit less if it makes them all cry. So is there anything that you'd like to share with us that we haven't talked about?
Sure. I could be like, well, I just love kinky people. I think that's a given.
Oh, that's a given, yes.
Yeah, and I do like vanilla, too. I do, you know, I'll do, yes, about switching, but I'll do vanilla, too.
Oh, awesome.
Many people know that about me.
That's really good.
I think
being able to do vanilla or wanting to even do vanilla is very important. There are a lot of mistresses out there that just don't want to, won't do it. And that's okay. That's fine with that, you know, for them. But I like knowing when someone is versatile. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So that's
and
important.
It just keeps things fresh for me. I like the variety. And, oh, you know, the last interview we did, I was like, I'm strictly dickly. I don't expect you to remember that, but I do.
Strictly
dickly. Strictly dickly. I didn't do two mistress calls at the time. That's changed.
Oh, really?
Changed. Yeah.
That has
so,
changed.
That has changed.
So now you do two mistress calls.
I do.
Nice.
And I'm having fun with it, too.
I bet. It is actually a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy it, too.
I'm so like, wow.
Calls. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes when you get to do a two mistress call, she inspires you to, like, maybe even, I don't know, do something else or talk about something else that you've never done before, or you come up with, oh, that's a cool idea, and then, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surrounded by wonderful mistresses, so it's just, you know, a lot of fun.
Cool. Castaway has a question for you.
Uh-huh.
This Andy has shared in the past that she had over time been introducing her boyfriend into getting in touch with his kinky side. Any updates on that?
Yes. Yes. So, I forget how much I've shared with you, Castaway, but, you know, I have this really big strap-on collection. So, we're starting to get more regular use out of that, which is a lot of fun, and cuckolding. So,
you've managed to get him to go pretty far if you've even gotten the strap on out.
Uh huh.
Nice. Castaway, let's start from the beginning. Ha ha ha.
In the beginning.
In the beginning. Yeah, it must. And now, how long has it taken you to get to the strap-on part?
Oh my goodness. We've been dating for a little over 3 years, and
wow.
I would just say it's been like this last year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little shorter than that. I'd have to look in my journal.
So you had to talk him into it, but you eventually got what you wanted.
Yeah, I did. I did. It was really good. It's taken a while, but he's really, you know, I'm open. And when we knew each other for a while before we started dating, and I have this collection. I have a tiny house. It's not like I have them out in a curio cabinet, all my dildos, but but it's kind of, you know, it's like, here, I have this stuff, like, to play. And
nice.
I didn't try to hide it because I was like, this is who I am.
There you go.
And there's the door if you don't like it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Now, Tease is asking, are you key holding any subbies at the moment? And Cass commented that all of that sounds like some very rich blog topics. Good point.
Mm, good
anyway.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am not key holding anybody at the moment, and that's something that's kind of bothering me at the moment because I really like that. I like chastity. It's a lot of fun. And it's one of the things that I feel, how do I say, when someone's willing to do that with me, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. You're getting more into a more intimate relationship with someone when you do key holding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And you know that they're putting their trust in you, and that makes a huge difference. I think
it does.
It's very big. Miss Andy, how did you make the transition from these are my toys, I like them, to me, these are my toys, you might like them? That's a good question, Castaway. Oh, my God.
I love that question. I love that question. It took lots of time and lots of patience and just, you know, being slowly easing into it.
Literally easing into it.
Yes, easing into it.
I can imagine. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Easing into it. Oh, I promise. I'll go really slow. I promise it'll only hurt for a second.
Yeah, and then how much you liked it? That really, you know, surprised them.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, it's like I didn't realize how much I was missing out on. This is so, you know, it was an incredible experience for him and for me. And
nice.
So
that's sweet. Well, mm-hmm. I think you should share the continuing adventures of on your blog, and everyone can, you know, really get an insight, because really that is important when you start out in a relationship one way and end up, you know how you want it to be, but you just have to work towards that and how to get
right.
And I'm sure a lot of these guys are like, because a lot of, you know, I don't know about you, but when you talk to guys on the phone, sometimes they're like, you know, how can I find a dominant woman who will do all these things to me? And, you know, I want her today. It's like, okay. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I think you just have to ease into those things.
Like, right, exactly.
You have to move very slowly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, like when someone asks me, like, what's kinky? You know, like, what's kinky? And this isn't a quote that, I forget who said it, but kinky to one person might be using a feather, while it's not kinky until you use the whole chicken to somebody else. You know, it's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just like, I love that quote. And it's, you know, you have to maybe start off with the feather. Not that I advocate using the whole chicken.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. But you have to just take it slow, because sometimes you might discover midway, I don't like this.
Right.
And that's okay, too.
That's true.
It's okay.
Why did
it's okay
the chicken
to change
cross
your
the
mind.
Road running from a kinky guy?
Who said that?
Jeez. Oh, my God. He is so funny. Kinky,
yes.
Alice said, kinky is whatever you don't want to think about your mom and dad ever having explored. Yeah, well, some of us, yeah, but some of us don't even want to think about them ever having sex. You know, so we've got to kind of at least have a little bit of an idea there. I mean, I don't mind picturing my mom and dad having sex. It's not something I do on a regular basis, so don't go there. But, you know, if I have to picture it, yeah, I'm okay with it. But I just, why would I?
Yeah.
Oh, Castaway.
I'm not going to go there.
That's funny, Castaway. Miss Tia's landlady character also has a predilection for easing her tenants into it. Oh, yes, you remember that audio, do you? Mm-hmm. Yes, this is how you get so much off on your rent. So,
that sounds hot.
Yeah, and Tia says he now has to go cook some bacon. So, speaking of which, my dinner's probably ready because my loving husband times it just perfectly.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
He that
knows,
is sweet.
Yeah, he knows on Tuesdays, have dinner ready at such and such a time, because I know she'll be done with her interview, and I think that's so cute. Very sweet. So,
that is very sweet.
Thank you, Alice. Alice says, thank you, Miss Tian. Thank you, Princess Andy. Thank you,
Alice.
Aww. Thank you. And thank you to Castaway and Teased also.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you to everyone for coming out. And next week, I have to get there to find it so I can tell you, because I always forget to have it up in front of me. So now I'm just going to talk for a minute while I find it, tell you who's going to be on next week.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I had a lot of fun tonight.
Oh, good.
I'm
glad you did. I'm glad. I really enjoyed this. It was a lot of fun. Next week have Miss Rachel. And then on the 29th, we have Miss Melanie. So
fantastic.
That updates everyone. And I'll just let everyone say goodnight and thank you, and thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you for coming.
But I'm pumped.
But I'm pumped. Yes, and we end with a cum joke.
Oh
my God. Have a good Good night, everyone. See you next week.
Yeah, good night. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.